Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Semler fourth quarter and year-end 2016 call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode, so if anyone should require assistance during the call, please press star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone to reach an operator. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will follow at that time. As a reminder, today's conference is being recorded. Before we begin, Semler Scientific would like to remind you that this conference call may contain forward-looking statements. Such statements can be identified by words such as may, will, expect, anticipate, estimate, or words with similar meaning, and such statements involve a number of risks and uncertainties that could cause Semler Scientific's actual results to differ materially from those discussed here. Please note that these forward-looking statements reflect Semler Scientific's opinions only as of the date of this presentation, and it undertakes no obligation to revise or publicly release the result of any revision to these forward-looking statements in light of new information or future events. Please refer to Semler Scientific's SEC filings for more detailed description of the risk factors that may affect Semler Scientific's results and these forward-looking statements. Now, may I introduce Doug Murphy-Katorian, CEO of Semler Scientific.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, and thank you all for joining the Semler fourth quarter and year-end earnings call. Semler is an emerging growth company that provides solutions to improve the effectiveness of healthcare providers. Our mission is to develop, manufacture, and market innovative products that assist our customers to evaluate and treat chronic diseases. We believe that our technology and software solutions enable our customers to identify when preventive care options are appropriate, which allows them to intervene before events like heart attacks or strokes occur. From a financial perspective, our near-term goals are to generate cash, to reach profitability, and to continue revenue expansion. In 2016, we made progress to achieve these financial goals by controlling operating expense and growing revenue in our higher margin products while de-emphasizing activity in our lower margin services. More details will be presented during today's call. Now, please refer to the financial results that are described in the press release, which was distributed this morning. In regards to controlling operating expense, in the year ended December 31st, 2016, compared to 2015, operating expenses, which include cost of revenue, decreased by $5.8 million. Part of the improvement was due to a decrease of $2.3 million in stock compensation expense and to a decrease of $1.5 million in expenses associated with our wellness testing service, which is called WellCheck. In regards to growing revenue in our higher margin products, in 2016 compared to 2015, revenue grew $430,000 or 6%, which is attributable to an increase of $2.3 million in our vascular testing products business. That's partially offset by a decrease of $1.9 million from de-emphasizing the WellCheck service. Our vascular testing products, the newest of which we call QuantaFlow, employ a recurring revenue model with much higher percentage margins than the WellCheck service. Therefore, during 2016, we grew both the amount of revenue and the quality of revenue in terms of margins. Other items to note, cost of revenue decreased $974,000 due to the shift of revenue to vascular testing products. Engineering and product development expense decreased by 40%. Sales and marketing expense decreased by 39%. General administrative expense decreased by 38%. The net loss was $2.55 million, or 50 cents per share, a decrease of 70%, compared to a net loss of $8.5 million, or $1.62 a share. Weighted average number of shares was 5.1 million, compared to 4.9 million. As of December 31st, 2016, compared to December 31st, 2015, Semler had cash of $622,000, an increase of $217,000. In order to get a better sense of the company's growth, it's informative to briefly look at the sequential details of the 3 months ended December 31st, 2016, compared to the 3 months ended September 30th, 2016. In both periods, revenue is based solely on vascular testing products. Fourth quarter revenue
of $2,316,000 was an increase of 16.8% compared to the third quarter revenue of $1,982,000. Total operating expense, which includes cost of revenue, was $2,419,000, an increase of 8%. And net loss of $220,000 was 4 cents per share in the fourth quarter of 2016, which is our best performance ever. In summary, QuantaFlow revenue is growing and company expenses are better controlled as we progress towards our goal of profitability and cash generation. Now, for those of you who are just learning about Semler Scientific, let's discuss some of the details of our current business. QuantaFlow, our next-generation vascular testing product, was launched in the third quarter of 2015 with outstanding feedback on its performance. It has enhanced data tracking capabilities, better clinical performance, more comprehensive results, and expanded marketing label as compared to our initial vascular testing product. And like its predecessor, QuantaFlow is fast, practical to use, accurate, relatively inexpensive, and doesn't require specialized personnel. It can be used by a medical aid. QuantaFlow is essentially software that can be installed on laptops and tablets, which are either already owned by the client or are purchased from Semler. In addition, there is a sensor that we provide that attaches to the laptop. Our typical business model is a recurring revenue license or a per-test pricing. Every month, we attempt to build on a base of business and increase revenue at very attractive margins. Our clients are healthcare providers and health plans. They're interested in identifying patients at risk for heart attacks and strokes among people over age 50 years. It's well established that the same disease process that causes heart attacks and strokes also causes blood flow obstruction in the legs. If you find vascular disease in the legs using QuantaFlow, then you can institute preventative measures like exercise programs, medication, and lifestyle changes. The expected clinical outcomes are healthier patients, fewer hospitalizations, and less associated costs. In addition to the clinical benefits, there are financial benefits from earlier diagnosis and preventative care. We believe that our customers are quite happy with their return on investment for setting up a QuantaFlow program. In 2017, revenue from QuantaFlow is expected to grow due to increasing number of installations, higher average pricing, and recurring revenue from its business model. It's probable that 2017, like 2016, will show year-over-year growth in the first quarter and accelerating growth as the year progresses. Because we want to be ready for larger-sized orders of our product, the company will run inventory levels at a higher level and expand its capacity to do installation, delivery, and manufacturing. Rapid fulfillment of orders is beneficial when you're employing a license or fee-per-test business models because revenue starts to flow when our product is shipped into the customer's facility. The sooner we install, the sooner revenue is generated. It's our belief that another expanding source of revenue for us in 2017 will be our growth from our contracts with home risk assessment companies. As you may recall, in 2015, we made significant investments to create and conduct WellCheck, our wellness testing service. During 2016, we changed our business model regarding this wellness service. Rather than being the primary vendor with the customer and hiring healthcare providers to do annual wellness visits using our equipment and software, we preferred to be a secondary vendor, limiting our exposure to providing equipment and software only. This preferred business model is an enterprise that we believe will have substantially higher margins, less operational and logistic difficulties, as well as being less risky and capital intensive than our initial foray as a primary vendor. Now, the primary purveyors of annual wellness visits include home risk assessment companies and many other physician and provider groups. In 2016, we signed contracts with such groups based on a per-test pricing model. We believe that the value proposition of wellness services is attractive with substantial client and patient satisfaction. We believe our experience as a primary vendor gives us knowledge and a competitive advantage to partner with risk assessment companies who can deliver their services using our equipment to enhance both patient satisfaction and the return on investment for the insurance plan who is their customer. It is anticipated that fee-per-test services will be a growing source of revenue for us in 2017. Now, to reiterate from earlier, the fourth quarter of 2016 compared to the third quarter of 2016, revenue increased almost 17%, and total operating expense increased only 8%. Net loss per share was 4 cents per share for the fourth quarter, which is an indication, we believe, that we're nearing profitability. In 2016, Semler made substantial progress. Number one, we increased customer acceptance of our next generation vascular testing product, QuantaFlo. Number two, we added to our net QuantaFlo installations nationwide. Number three, we signed contracts with risk assessment vendors to use our products to deliver enhanced annual wellness visits. The goals in 2017 are to accelerate growth and revenue from the QuantaFlo product and to further establish it as a standard of care in the industry. For the year, management expects both revenue and expense to increase as the base of business grows. Because larger customers require IT support and customization, this is an integral part of our business in which we plan to invest. Importantly, we believe that the market for vascular disease testing is large relative to our current market penetration, so there's plenty of room for growth. We believe Semler is well positioned in the healthcare market because our products deliver cost-effective wellness solutions for the care of patients with chronic diseases. Our products may improve health outcomes for patients by identifying those who benefit from preventative health measures. And we provide economics that work for the providers, the facilities, the insurance plans, the government, and the patient. Semler now trades on OTCQB under the symbol SMLR. Investors can find current financial disclosure and real-time level 2 quotes for Semler stock at www.otcmarkets.com. So to conclude, we are on track to achieve profitability, substantial revenue growth, and cash generation. I think it was a fabulous fourth quarter and year, and want to thank you for your interest in the company and your continuing support. Now, operator, please, you may open the lines for questions. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question at this time, please press the star, then the number one key on your touchtone telephone. If your question has been answered or you wish to remove yourself from the queue, you may do so by pressing the pound key. Again, if you'd like to ask a question at this time, that's star, then one. Again, ladies and gentlemen, that's star then one to ask a question. I'm showing no questions on the phone lines at this time. Oh, we do have a question from the line of Greg Graves with Semler Scientific.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm on the line. Okay, good. A couple of quick questions. On your financial statement, you've got a subject of other expenses. Could you comment as to what those are?
I'm sorry. Are you referring to the press release?
Yes, I'm looking at the income statement, and you've got a lump sum other expenses of $117,000. Is that an interest expense?
Yes. I'm sorry. I have to get to the place that you are. I hadn't had that up here, but the other expense is predominantly interest expense.
Okay, and what is the current level of our outstanding long-term debt?
Long-term debt is approximately $2.5 million. We disclosed in 2016 that we had taken loan for some current investors, approximately $2.5 million. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, and you'll see them described in much, much more detail in the 10-K to look there. But in essence, the arrangements were a 10% interest rate with principal and interest to be paid in 2 years from those dates. So some of those become due in all of them become due at some point in 2018.
Okay. And one other question. Regarding your sales force or the number of employees in the company today, can you comment as to how many employees and how many might be involved in sales and marketing?
Yeah, the sales and marketing number, I believe, is 17, and I don't have the exact number in front of me, but probably under approximately 30 for the company. Once again, that number will appear more accurately in the 10-K, which I don't have in front of me.
All right. Thank you very much. You had a great quarter. Look forward to the future.
Okay. Well, thank you for your questions. I appreciate it. Okay.
We have a question from the line of Brian Marks with Zacks Investments.
Hi, good morning, Doug, and a really impressive quarter, so congratulations there. It looks like things are really coming together.
Thank you, Brian. Yes, we're very happy.
Can you talk a little bit more about the HRA part of the business, and was there anything in the 2016 results that HRA contributed? And then can you talk about sort of what a typical contract would look like, including the length of the contract?
To a certain extent, I'll try to answer that. Obviously, you know, for competitive reasons, we don't want to get into pricing, et cetera, on those contracts. We generally, with the introduction of the QuantaFlow product, we are able to, on a test-by-test basis, understand what's happening and have that data available, which is actually very useful for our customers so that they know who's using the product and what kind of results they're getting. That also enables us to charge a fee on a per-test basis. So an example of an HRA would be someone who does these tests. They generally would have their own laptops, so they would need a sensor from us and a download of the software. So you generally know our cost on that, so relatively inexpensive for us to do that, and then we would charge on a per-test basis. As you also know, we disclosed previously, generally speaking, when a group does tests like this, whether it be a physician or a home risk assessment company, their pricing to their customers, not to be exact, or their reimbursement, would be about $100 to $150. So we'll get a price that we give them that is proportionate so that they can make a healthy margin on their work, yet we do very, very well given the low costs that we have. So the contracts are set up that way where they might buy the sensors from us and then charge per test basis, or in general, sometimes some customization might have to be done for a group because they want it done their way. So there may be some extra money we get for a little bit of development, which also, for example, appeared in the fourth quarter. So in general, though, it's pretty straightforward. It's just like our other business in terms of getting software and sensors to people, training them, getting them in the field, and then it's just a difference in how we charge. And typically, we count up the number of tests and send them a bill every month. Is
okay.
Is that descriptive enough?
Yeah, that's good. Can you tell me in terms of margins, is it comparable to the just your traditional business?
Substantially higher.
Okay. So there's really no risk that you're going to run into the issue that you did with WellCheck, where it was, I guess, somewhat tough to get off the ground and get scaled, and it was pretty costly. This sounds much more streamlined and much lower risk in terms of that, and the margins are there, right? So
exactly.
There's zero risk that you're going to run into the WellCheck issue again with this, correct?
Exactly. We think that the wellness testing is very important. We have really excellent clinical outcomes from that and terrific return on investment. The difference is it's the way we conducted it, the pricing we did in the first year was relatively very low margin. And last year we said, well, look, we need a more respectable margin to do this, and convincing the clients that we're worth the premium pricing, we did not do successfully in 2016 in the early part. So we switched to this other model, which really makes life a lot easier for us. It doesn't mean that there won't be an opportunity for us to do some wellness services if we can get our margins, but I think strictly speaking, you can anticipate that that's not the direction we're headed in 2017, unless asked by some of the customers, probably ones who've worked with us before, once they realize that we can do this very well. It just gives us an opportunity to work in the field. We think that the important thing about what we're doing, and our partners in home risk assessment or our physician partners is we really think that these clinical outcomes are terrific. We think that our customers know it, they've been assessing it, and that's really important. Sometimes in terms of improving patients, whether it be mortality, preventive services have been very, very important in a number of literatures out on this. So anyway, we think that the key thing to what we do is keeping patients better, letting insurance plans and providers take care of them for less expense, and I think that's in keeping with what the country needs in terms of healthcare provision. So we want to do more of it, and we think we're well positioned to have a good year.
Okay. Doug, you had mentioned, I think it was on maybe the second quarter conference call, so say 6 or 7 or 8 months ago, that there was about 85% of your installed base, it was your approximating, that was still on the legacy FlowCheck product. Do you have an idea today what that number is that has yet to migrate?
I think the number... certainly by the end of this quarter will be relatively small. I think if they wanted to migrate, they would have by the end of this quarter. And so we don't think that a migration. For those of you who are unaware, what we did is people who are on our predecessor product would want to switch to the newer product at a higher price, and which we call a migration. So some of the benefits last year were from that. Since the newer product is also priced more expensively than the original product. So there was some benefit from that, which we will see this year in that more of the contracts will be at those higher rates.
Okay, so if your guess is that if they were going to migrate, they probably would have done so now, so we won't see much of the migration activity going forward, you don't think?
Not in the latter half of, latter three quarters of this year. I think we're obviously expecting, because I mentioned working at higher inventory levels, working with increased ability to install and deliver, that we're hoping that you'll see larger orders from existing clients and new clients, and that we'll have a very good year in that regard. So for us, the important thing was making sure we had enough inventory on hand, because getting a large order in and delaying the installation means it's revenue that we just are never going to see again because of, let's say, a 2 or 3 month delay in delivery. So we're trying to be as just in time as we can with orders getting promptly filled, and that we think is a smart way to run. So our operating expenses should be a little bit higher. We were obviously tightly controlled and did a real good job of that last year. So we expect revenue growth and obviously some degree of expense growth, and hopefully revenue way outpaces expenses.
Doug, was there anything kind of lumpy in Q4 in terms of deliveries that's in the revenue number?
Yeah, you'll see there's some work that we do, which were kind of special customizations that we did. Generally speaking, we don't have enough information to kind of produce that there's seasonal or trends, but we certainly think that the first quarters will be a big improvement over last year's first quarter. We don't give guidance, but we do think that just like you saw last year, the first quarter was better than the year before, and then all of a sudden things started to accelerate later in the year. So we would assume that that's going to be the case again this year, but I'm not really giving guidance to that regard. But we feel comfortable with the flow of orders and interest that we're seeing, and so that would seem to be the right way to go. And, as I said, I can't produce seasonality, but it seems there's a touch of it there, and we'll have more information as we get more experience throughout the years.
Okay, so you're expecting revenue to go up. Obviously, I'm not holding you to that, but you expect expenses will grow at a lower level than revenue and margins. Is it safe to assume that they're they're locked in essentially at least 75% at this point, particularly with the HRA business coming on?
Yeah. I mean, obviously we have our cost of revenue tucked into operating expenses because the nature of it is licensed. If you pull it out and take a look at what you're calling margins, they've been fairly robust. And as you saw in what we just presented, I don't have the number in front of me here, but 75 sounds like a low number to me, based on what you saw in the fourth quarter. So,
right.
You know, anticipate that, yeah, it could grow even larger. I mean, that would be our intent. This investment, as I said, in customization, more IT, expanding our services, our products capabilities, it'll take a little bit of money. So it's we think that the margin is healthy. We'd like to keep it that and actually grow it more. But we also want to continue to improve the product and make it a product and make it integral with the groups do, a very sticky app, so to speak, for this software.
Okay. One last one. I appreciate you taking the time. Anything that you can comment on relative to the potential changes that could be upcoming based on the comments from the new administration and the Republicans relative to possible changes with Medicare Advantage and how that may affect or not affect your business?
Yeah, obviously, without seeing the final stuff, it would be hard to make a judgment. From the preliminary stuff, the comment that I saw was that preventative services are not going to be changes, and we're kind of in the preventative service world. I think just to remind you, as we discussed a long time ago, but it's come up from time to time, the interesting thing about what we do is that besides the clinical outcomes, that there is a very nice return on investment for doing this because the customers we have do benefit from lower costs in terms of the preventative care when it's working and some financial incentives that are built into the system. Even if those financial incentives were decreased in terms of magnitude, they would actually counterintuitively need more of our services because if they're cut across the board for any reason from these new laws, they're still going to look to revenue-generating opportunities. So we are, in terms of the customers we have, we're a revenue-generating opportunity for them with a high return on investment. So, as I said, if things tighten up, it actually could be good for our business because more of the insurance plans and healthcare providers will look for other ways to help their patients cost-effectively and also improve their bottom lines.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds real good. Thanks, Doug. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian.
I'm showing no further questions in queue at this time. I'd like to turn the call back to Mr. Murphy-Katorian for any closing remarks.
Thank you, operator, and thank you all for joining today. We've been very excited by the year, obviously, looking forward to another good one. We will update you and hopefully on our continued progress. Have a good weekend, and thank you again. Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation in today's conference. This concludes the program, and you may now disconnect. Everyone, have a great day.